It's time to check in on our social media feeds, and we welcome to the program our social media manager, Ayasi Chinflu. Ayasi, how's it going?
Hi, Andy. It's so nice to see you today.
I am very glad to be here at work on a Monday, on a sunny Monday. How was your weekend?
I was going to ask you first, but I'll go.
All right.
So my weekend was really nice. It was very relaxing. I went and did like some self-care stuff. You know, it's important. Like, just went ahead and got a pedicure. That was nice, just to name one of the things. And I did some grocery shopping. That was much needed. Did some laundry. Just like things that are just like self-care that remind you you're human. Like, I need to eat. I need to plan a grocery list. I need to have fresh clothes for the week. You know,
things that an adult does on the weekend. Right,
just
right.
All the must-dos that just make it just more like peaceful to have a great week and set yourself up to win. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate that you're able to line that stuff up and get it done. I have a list of things that I'm supposed to be doing like every day that like recurs, and I haven't kept up with that thing in years. It's like all the things that you just listed are all things that are on that list. And it's like, I'm scrambling every day. Like, what's the thing that has to be done right now? And I'll do that only.
We are very alike in that way because I've just become this person a week ago. And yes. I'm like, whoa, look at me go.
It sounds glorious. I hope it continues to work out for you because it sounds like the right thing to do.
Thank you, Andrew. Let me have you talk about your weekend.
Well, my weekend was kind of not great.
Oh, no.
My son tested positive for COVID on Saturday, mm-hmm. and that meant that we really leaned into the just laying around and watching basketball all weekend. The funny thing is, not funny, haha, funny, strange, my daughter has not tested positive for COVID. My wife and I recently had it, so we're in the clear, but mm-hmm. we were like kind of like, okay, she's going to get it because they've been like sibling it up for the last 30 hours, and then we figured out that he had COVID. She hasn't tested positive so far. She did not go to school today because mm-hmm. she was sick with something else, but no COVID yet. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there. It wasn't that bad of a weekend considering that. Like, nobody was really sick. It was just kind of like we thought we were doing something this weekend, and that's not what we were doing this weekend.
Well, I'm hoping for a happy, healthy Stucky house for, you know, this coming week. And, you know, I'm hoping that you guys can make some soup. I think you guys should just make a soup.
We should soup it out.
Or you guys should steam your faces together.
Ooh,
and
I like that
idea too. And then do a family steam where it's kind of just like you guys kind of like, you know, just kind of let yourself drain out all the
I think that seems
stuff.
Like a pretty good idea.
You can make it feel like it's a spa day at home.
The home spa. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Let's talk about what we got going on social media right now. What are our top three social media moments from the week?
Of course. So we have three. I'm going to start from three to one. But, you know, a lot of people are so excited that the Estes Drive Connectivity Project is announced to be completely done by spring that we're anticipating. So, I mean, so many people are having trouble with deliveries, just like navigating in that area. And from the story that we did on chapelboro.com that was written by Brighton McConnell, basically it just talks about how Chris Blue explains some of the challenges that they've had as far as like the construction. Like, there's a lot of companies that are in the area, like connecting wise, as far as the underground area that they've been doing work on.
And yeah, so, there was so much stuff under the road there that had to be done. And the thing that I didn't really anticipate was that a lot of it had to be done in a certain order too. Mm-hmm. So like you couldn't do the gas until you did something else. And so you're at the mercy of all these different utility schedules. And
which makes sense because, I mean, nobody wants anything to get cut off. They're like, I mean, do your construction, but not at the sake of me losing power. So
absolutely. And having just, like, this project started right when I moved to mm-hmm. this area. So I've just, like, never really known that road to be open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be pretty amazing when it does open. It'll be like a whole new world for me.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's going to be a whole new world for you and a lot of Chapel Hillians and, you know, just people in the area. So that was one of our stories that, guys, if you kind of want to see what it's looking like as far as the construction and just read the story about how it has been said to be wrapping up soon. And I know that it was initially said the completion date was going to be summer of 2023. And, you know, that didn't happen. But, hey, you know.
I was kind of amused when that came up because I'd forgotten that. I'd forgotten that that was the date that they originally right. said. And I was kind of like, it was never going to be summer of 2023. Like, did anybody really think it was going to be then? It's like one yeah. trip down that road and you see how dug up it was. And like, yeah, it was. So it is great that that's coming up on reopening. And you know what? It's spring now. So
that's what I'm
it's going to be real soon, right? It's if they say there's no more major obstacles, it should be real soon.
It's super soon. But, you know, in addition to that project, they're also still doing the Booth project as well, the Booth Park project.
That's right. And that's like a private thing that's not the town. So it's on like a whole separate timeline. But it looks very much like it's connected, even though it's not the same project.
Yeah. Well, if you guys want more updates about the Estes Drive connectivity project or even the Booth Park project, remember you can find more information on our social media at WCHLChapelboro.com. I mean, WCHL Chapelboro, and also our Chapelboro News Instagram account as well. So, yeah. And then I guess for number two, we can just move right along. And of course, Hometown Heroes takes the spot.
Oh, yes.
I want to give a huge shout out to our lovely photographers, other than myself.
Aren't you the photographer? The lovely and talented.
Wilson. Yes. I want to give a huge shout out to Wilson and also Murphy, too, because, you know, photography takes a lot. You have the part where it's shooting and capturing it. But then I also want to give a shout out to Jada because she did. I mean, Jada and Jordan, our marketing team, did a great job as far as creating that backdrop.
That was fantastic.
Right. That I could shoot off of just kind of so people could kind of like stand. It had a red carpet and everything. And just, I mean, the decorations for the event were beautiful.
Yeah, it was
took a lot
nice.
Of coordinating to happen. So shout out to Jada, shout out to Jordan, shout out to Murphy, shout out to, you know, all of WCHL. I just want to give a big shout out
and
to everybody.
Of course, shout out to the Hometown Heroes.
The Hometown. Okay, so let's talk about that part. If you want to see the pictures, because we took pictures, you weren't there, you missed it. We had our mayors in Orange County who attended. I mean, it was a great event. And as I described, it was beautiful. So if you'd like to see those pictures, we do have them now available on our Instagram page, which is WCHL Chapelboro. And then we also still have it on our Facebook, which is the same thing, WCHL Chapelboro, and our Twitter account. But also on our website, too, on chapelboro.com. So make sure you're going and checking in on those photos. If you were there, we want to give a huge thanks for coming. And also, if you want to see your photos, I mean, we edited them. Like, Murphy edited them. Wilson took
them.
They
look glorious.
It looked good. So,
it's
guys,
also
go
like
look at the pictures.
An opportunity to go look and see who all the Hometown Heroes were, and then maybe get an idea of someone you think should be a Hometown Hero. We're always taking submissions.
Always.
And that was number two on the list. What about our third social media moment of the week?
Yeah. So it takes the cake. You know it's going to be sports. You know it's always going to be sports.
It's always going to be basketball, right?
Right. So our game that we had on March 21st against Wagner, when the Tar Heels went ahead and made that win 90-62.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a high, like, energy game. And so that was our top story. Now, we do have pictures from that game that are available also on our social media. So make sure you're following us at our Chapelboro News account to find those pictures, but also our WCHL Chapelboro accounts in general, because you'll also see those pictures available. And shout out to our photographer, Todd Mellett. He even has been sending me some videos now.
Ooh.
So he's been taking like some BTS behind the scenes.
Next level social media
practicing content.
I
know. And so I'm just like, I didn't even know he was going to do it. But now that that's happening, guys, like, really follow us, because now we're getting more like videos and stuff about the game.
Speaking of our interactions with folks about these NCAA tournament games, this is probably as good a time as any to remind folks that we are not allowed to stream those NCAA tournament games. You have to have an actual physical radio to listen to those games on WCHL during the tournament, because it's against NCAA rules for us to stream them. So we can't do it. But and again, you can just listen to all the action here by tuning your radio to 97.9. And then you can keep up with all the action as the team plays this weekend, hopefully two games this weekend. And we'll get some more social media top moments, sports related, because I think we both know that if they keep winning, those social media moments are going to get bigger as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Anything else to add before we wrap up? We got about a minute left.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the fact that our new studio is going to be ready this week. And
close-ish. I don't know if we're quite... I don't know if I'm ready to dive in there quite yet.
They're saying Wednesday.
We'll see what happens. But it looks awesome. And I'm pretty excited about it. But I also, like... I got to be completely honest with you. I'm kind of grown to love this little room that we're in right now. And, you know, it was always a temporary studio, but... It's the only studio I've known here.
Well, how about this? I want to do a social media reacts to you finding your place in the new studio. So would you be interested?
Yeah,
can I film you?
Definitely.
Please?
On the day that happens, you'll be by my side, and our social media fans will be by my side as well as that transition happens. So once it does, we'll make it so.
Yeah, and you guys haven't seen it yet, so make sure you're on the lookout and you're following us on our social platforms. Again, WCHL Chapelboro,
guys. Those are the ones.
Yeah, and then Chapelboro News on Instagram as well. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Hey, Aussie, thanks as always, and I'll see you around the office.